At a press conference Tuesday morning, Shaveen King, the lawyer for Kendrick Johnson's family, said new information could mean there were witnesses to what led up to Johnson's death, 25 to be exact, and he appealed to the parents of those potential witnesses.
You are the parents of 25, either current or former Lowndes High School students who rode on a bus that transported the Lowndes County High School wrestling team to a tournament in Macon, Georgia on January 10th, 2013.
That's the day Kendrick died. A day later, he was found by Lowndes High students. Johnson's parents believe he was killed, but sheriff's investigators ruled his death a freak accident after they say he got stuck upside down inside a gym mat. King says authorities can't know for sure if not everyone was questioned.
We found out that school officials excused your children from classes starting at 11:32 that same morning. That means that these kids were on the campus when most of us thought that they were not. And it is the reason that everybody, including the police, failed to ask crucial questions of them because they assumed that they were not there.
Meanwhile, Johnson's family has lawsuits pending against Lowndes High School and the district school board. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.